Good morning, everyone. Within the last hour, an aftershock, a magnitude 6.0 earthquake, hit Haiti again. One more aftershock in the devastating earthquake aftermath that we've been reporting about for more than a week. The epicenter was about 35 miles northwest from the capital, Port-au-Prince. And on a very, very sketchy Skype connection from Port-au-Prince, joining us now is Pooja Bhatia, a freelance journalist working for the Wall Street Journal in Haiti. Pooja, I'm just going to give you two questions, if you could answer them. But first of all, tell me what it was like when the earthquake hit about an hour or so ago, and how is it complicating relief efforts?
Well, undoubtedly, it will complicate relief efforts, although it's too early to assess what damage might have been done. It's reasonable to think that buildings that were already precarious a lot more damage, and some of that damage will, you know, trickle onto the streets and make getting around that much more difficult. The aftershock itself was long. I was actually just waking up at the time, but I was woken up not only by, you know, the movement of the earth, but also people, you know, yelling and crying out.
All right. From Port-au-Prince, Pooja Bhatia, freelance journalist in Haiti. And, you know, before the quake in Haiti, Haiti had almost 400,000 orphans. But some estimates put the population of orphaned and displaced children now in the wake of the earthquake at almost a million. And that's one tenth of Haiti's population. Listen. You're hearing the sounds of young children at an orphanage during the massive earthquake that pounded Haiti last week. It's Audio Curtius of WCPO. And joining us now to talk about this enormous social problem of dealing with all of the children who have been orphaned by the quake and the pre-existing orphan problem in Haiti is Sarah Smith, Director of Children's Programs at the International Rescue Committee. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, the scale of this orphan problem in Haiti, give us a sense of that.
Well, as you said, it was huge to begin with, and now the scale is even more enormous. It is unclear exactly how many orphans there are in Haiti, and we are trying to get better estimates and better information, but there are certainly huge numbers of children who are either orphaned or have been separated from their family members and are trying to find them now.
And U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that the U.S. is very much concerned about them and is making a massive effort to try to deal with it.
We are bending over backwards to try to protect and to as many children as possible in Haiti and move those that we can to get medical attention or on to their adoptive parents.
Now, moving Haitian children to so-called adoptive parents on a massive scale, what are your worries in a situation like that, Sarah Smith?
There are quite a few worries. First of all, I think the main concern is that children who are not prepared or in a place or appropriate for adoption would be moved. The process of identifying and registering children determining whether or not they are appropriate for adoption is a long process, and typically in an emergency like this, adoption is not the first measure. The first measure is trying to identify known and safe families for children to stay within their communities. The ideal situation is to keep kids in a familiar surrounding with family members or with others that they know, and not to remove them from a familiar setting, because this just can increase their distress and make it harder for them to recover ultimately. So the challenge is just going through that process of identifying and registering children and identifying those who are appropriate for adoption.
Isn't there a danger of that, though, with the fragile and non-existent infrastructure inside Haiti of keeping children in a kind of a holding pattern, even if they are close to their sort of emotional connections?
Yes, it certainly isn't easy, and I think the international community and the child protection actors on the ground and working very closely with the Haitian government will put in place a process for doing this. I think the best holding pattern, though, for children is family-based care. care. And usually in situations like this, there are lots of families who perhaps have lost children of their own and are willing and very able to take care of children safely. There are also alternative care options that can be set up and safe spaces for children to stay. So there are options, and it's much better to keep them in those options than to move them to a place that might be unfamiliar or inappropriate for them.
A U.S. official described the scale of the relief operation as needing to sustain a population of 3 million people on a more or less open-ended basis. If we just take the young people, the kid piece of this, what is the scale of what's going to have to be done in terms of sustaining people in Haiti or moving them to safer locations?
It's massive.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
The scale is huge, and as you said, the numbers are huge. I think estimates said that 40% of the population was under 14 years old. So there are huge numbers of children, and I think the good news is that the scale of the efforts is also huge. Thankfully, people are being incredibly generous, and there's a lot of funding and a lot of resources going into helping people and really serving children in particular.
But it's fair to say that the takeaway here is, even though the need is massive and the scale of the relief operation is massive, we shouldn't allow a massive effort to make draconian decisions that may result in things that we're going to regret years later, right?
Yes, that's certainly my take.
All right. Sarah Smith is Director of Children's Programs at the International Rescue Committee, talking about both the scale and the complexity of the orphan problem in Haiti this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.